Okay, so I believe we're on Daf Nun Gimel. We're in Rina. We've spoken about basically the Simcha, that the requirement of Tefillah comes through the Shevach, but ultimately it comes from knowing who we're talking to. I think put in the most simple layman terms, what we've done up to now is the Shevach and the Hoido in front of Hashem. And of course, we'll see that's what we see in this week's Parsha. This week's Parsha is the whole Sefer, is this week's Parsha of Eschanan, the 10 Lashonos of Tefillah. That's exactly what we're dealing with. And we saw right in the beginning that this your sort of Shevach is Ma'akev Tefillah Deraisa. And we explained that the person needs to know who he's talking to. I mean, in the most really simple terms. That's what we come out with here. So focusing and working and putting energy into that area is what gives birth to the Shevach, and then one can daven, one can then talk to who you're talking to with Simcha, knowing that's who you're talking to. So the Shevach, the praise, is what really connects one to Tefillah in the most fundamental way. Okay, so let's take another step. There are a few steps here in Rina. Rina's mamash, the central theme of the Sefer. To a large extent. So it says like this, the difficult pieces. We're going to take it through slowly and see what comes out here. It's a pashut. Simcha einu achas mipu'ulus ha-nefesh or mikra ha-kere bo. Simcha isn't one of the functionalities of the nefesh or something that happens to it. Elihi etzem tuhunois ha-nefesh beteva. Simcha is the natural default position of the nefesh. When there's nothing there, distracting it from its natural dynamic. In other words, the default position of the nefesh, the default, whatever he means by nefesh, but the default position of a person is simcha. And then there's things that detract and take away and interfere with the simcha. So it's not something that the nefesh just happens to do or some of the things that just happen to the nefesh. Simcha is the default position of the nefesh. In other words, to get to simcha, I can't hear you.
Some people never smile.
Yeah, there's nothing to do with smiling. You can be very besimcha and never smile.
Okay.
You're right. It depends. Simcha is an inner thing. You're right. Very often the face reflects what's going on inside. Nachon. Aval nachon. Nachon. It means simcha is not something you have to work on. You have to work on getting what's bothering the simcha out of the way. Vanefesh neatzlo ki. This nefesh comes from a world, from a place, a higher world, where the entire existence there is kulu toiva shleimus v'tanugim shel kedusha. Just the absolute untold, unbridled joy of kedusha in that world. That world is one just unbridled simcha. What is the avoider? What is the tchunot? What is the we see from the malachim, the entire pamalia of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malachim and the heavens and whatever? All they have is shira. What do we see the malachim doing in Shemayim except shira? It's an amazing observation that didn't notice that, did we? In the Malachim, that's what they do. They think. Ve'in shiris al yoinim kamo odom. The Malachim, the singing in the higher worlds, is not like us. Hachao mo'ere ba'atzme argoshim shol shira bizgabru al hargeshev haragilim. We sing and we arouse ourselves through song by controlling our natural tendencies. That's what his mitzvah is. A malach doesn't have to work on being with simcha. He doesn't have to push aside things that are interfering with his simcha. His essence, his simcha, that's what he is. That's the mitzvah of a malach. He's singing and celebrating in front of Hashem or in Hashem. So to an Adam, when his neshama is in its natural position, he's close to Hashem and he's cleaving to Hashem. And he's overwhelmed with simcha. There's one paragraph that can turn your whole life upside down. The job of the psychologist is not to make you happy. The job of the psychologist is to allow you to return to your natural state. Your natural spiritual state is a state of simcha. Moridik. The thought that a person has about Hashem and the fulfillment of that Shivit Hashem Lenegdi, placing Hashem before me, it's an actual relationship, cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know if you remember that Rambam we saw right at the beginning. He brought the Mayri Vuchim. Then if you remember it, I don't. At that moment when a person's in Shiviti, in that moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in Shiviti, then he is he's with Hashem, and Hashem is with him. We kva amra kudmoinim. We mokem shenim tzeismach shavoyse shelo adam sham. Kunim tze mamash boyse rega. Where your thoughts are, that's where you are, mamash. When you're thinking about Hashem, where are you? You're not here, and you're thinking about Hashem. You with Hashem. You think the Beis Midrash, and you're looking out the window. You're not in the Beis Midrash. You're outside. Wherever you are, wherever your thoughts and your eyes are, that's where you are. When a person's davening, and he's talking to Hashem, he's calm, he's relaxed, he's having a conversation with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rebbe Emes, Oizef Hu Os Eise Vega, is a Oilam Hashem, and Nimtzi Mashi Mamash. He leaves this lowly world, and he's Mamash with Hashem. It might be why, on Tisha B'Av, even though it's a terribly sad day, but you feel a certain Yitzayiris, you feel a certain closeness, a Simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You menutak me everything. Tisha B'Av is the one day you mamash menutak from everything. There's nothing to do. There's nowhere to go. You're sitting on the floor alone. No one's talking to you. No one's staying alone. No, you're alone. You're alone, and you're alone with your thoughts. And there's a certain connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you don't get on other times of the year. You know, Pinkus used to speak about this a lot. The opportunity on Tisha B'Av to get really close to Hashem, and you feel a little bit. You almost feel guilty because there's a certain sense of Simcha, a certain sense of arousal on Tisha B'Av, and it's almost, if you don't understand this, you almost feel kind of guilty, like I'm supposed to be broken and miserable. No, you're thinking about Hashem, what Hashem did to us, and where we left Hashem, but you're thinking about Hashem. And then thinking about Hashem is mamash being with Hashem, and there's no greater Simcha than that. The Chasam Sofer says, even though there's mamaitim b'simcha on Av, there's mamaitim b'simcha, says, but Tfilah Torah has to be b'simcha. It couldn't be any other way. You couldn't be b'toyer and tefillah not be b'simcha, because when you're b'toyer of tefillah, with Hashem, your natural position is to be b'simcha. So there's no such thing as being with Hashem and not being b'simcha. So it's a paradox of all the Amitziyut. Now you join together with the Malachim in that Shira. Simchosom, v'kusom, b'metzius v'Hashem, kol atzmam, okay, that's what being with Hashem is. It's simcha shira v'tanuk. Ubezeh nimtza peshe letmiya gedoyla. There's a big kasha that he's going to raise. Eich efshe letzavis ala simcha. V'arei simcha hu agosha abo mameila. It's an old question. How can you command somebody to be b'simcha? Simcha is an emotion. You either have it or you don't. You either love somebody or you don't. If my heart doesn't feel simcha, what's the point of commanding me to be besimcha? I'm miserable. No, you have to be besimcha. Fine, I'll pretend to be besimcha. But how do you get besimcha if you're not? We can't move our emotions around like that.
I find it hard to be miserable. Like in Shul yesterday, I enjoyed hearing the explanations of the keynotes. And I heard speakers about the keynotes all day long. And I enjoyed it because it was Torah.
Next year, you'll have to take what you learned. You'll have to sit on the floor and have to cry with those kinnas now that you understand them. Yeah, it's hard work. Rav Gifter used to say, if you're not saying kinnas every day when it comes to Tisha B'Av, you can't say kinnas properly. You can't start learning kinnas, same as you can't start learning the God at the Seder table. Yeah, you have to work before. Kinnas, you have to say every day. And that's Rav Gifter said that. He said, kinnas, you have to say every day. Then you'll get to Tisha B'Av, you'll be able to say them properly. But if you just open up your kinnas, dust it off once a year, and you sit down and you start saying kinnas, it's a very, very dry, and there's very little to connect with it. Very little. Very little. You have to really say, avoid it. If you have someone that does the work for you, Ashreicha. Okay, where are we up to? V'kva hikshua kudmainim. Kushu zeh al mitzvahs ava v'yira. V'en mitzvahs aseh gemurais. Ava v'yira. These are mitzvahs aseh deraises. V'ech efshtal etzavus lo'iv v'yira. Im ein alev oiv v'yira mi'alov. How can you command somebody a mitzvah deraise to love, to fear? If he just is not feeling that, and Ilo Magi should say, what do you want from me? You don't have a chiv to be besimcha, you don't have a chiv to be ba'av, you don't have a mitzvah to be ba'yira. You have to do the things that the Torah commands you to do that brings you to ava yira v'simcha. The things that if you do, the hechrach, you'll come to those emotions. The Kain Kosev Rambam, a famous Rambam, you want to love Hashem, you want to fear Hashem, what's the derech, what's the recipe? For Yira V'Ava. And he says like this, B'shash yizboin an adam b'maisav u'beruav, and ifloim ha'gedoilim. When a person, first, this is the work you need to do. You need to mizboina, you need to think deeply about Hashem's deeds and his creations, awesome, great deeds. V'yira mehem chachmaso yishain lo erech v'lokeitz. Basically, Shara Bechina, you'll see in them infinite wisdom and value. Miyad hu oif hu mashabayach hu mafeh hu misayva taiva gedoyle liyed Hashem agodul. Miyad, so having a story that miyad doesn't mean immediately. Miyad means be'echroch. Doesn't mean the minute you start doing this, suddenly you'll be transcending. Means be'echroch. If you start focusing, mizboinanim, on the bria, on the Hashem's maisim, you start understanding, you start doing a Shara Bechina process, you will for sure come to it. It doesn't mean immediately. Miyad doesn't mean immediately. Kach kibalti Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg Zatzal. Miyad in the Rambam always means behechrach, not immediately. In the Chinuch as well, it's the same thing. It can't mean immediately. It doesn't happen immediately to take time. But it will happen. And then he'll praise and glorify and yearn. Taiva, he's talking about lust. A great lust to know Hashem. My soul is parched to know you. And then on the back of that, you'll step back in pachad, says the Rambam. It means you're not working on Yira and Ava. You're working on knowing who Hashem is, that you can do. You can take out Shara Bechina and you can start being mizboinen in the Bria and in the Maisa and start seeing them. Ramele, you'll come to those emotions, which means to work on the emotions, you can't. You can work on the Maisa and they bring to the emotions. It's another Mahalakha. Well, this is the Rambam and this is the mainstream Mahalakha we work on. Ramele, Zuhu, Gam, Chiyuva, Simcha. Simcha is the same thing. Together with the Av and the Yira, Simcha will also come behechrach. Shezuhi tchunas hanefesh beteva, kashehi dvike lekud kedusha v'chazeres matzava mitzvios emativin. Because that is the natural default position of the neshama, of the nefesh, when it's cleaving to kedusha, and it goes back to its original situation. It's a natural position, and then it automatically is besimcha v'kein omru. Then the lave, the mind, is with doidecho. Okay. So that's another very important yesodia, is that the simcha is a natural position. You just have to do of that which enables the sinfusha to flourish forth. The same as Ahava v'yira. You have to do the things that allows the Ahava and the Yira, which is naturally there, to come forth, to break through the barriers that are set up all around us. The world is fighting to make you miserable. The world is throwing every possible thing it has at you. The Yates is bringing every possible thing it has to throw at you to make you not the Simcha. Kina, Kovod, Taiva, all these things take a person out of his natural position. And we're fighting to be the Simcha. We're reading books on how to be happy, and we're seeing psychologists on how to be happy. Just learn how to get rid of all the stuff that's stopping you from being happy, but maybe you'll be happy. That's the vote. Okay, practically, we're not discussing you. That's all right. That you have to ask your psychologist how you do this. But it's an important thing to know that. That's what we have inside of us, and that's who we are. And all this other stuff that's going on, all the noise, the distractions, there's so much noise in the world today. It's unbelievable. I'm telling you, the noise is so loud. Frightening. And then I got to when I stood at ground zero. After the Twin Towers, I was in New York. I wanted to go there. I wanted to see, you know, everybody, it was a big event. So I went, I took the train, whatever, and I went and I stood at ground zero. It wasn't that long afterwards. It was probably not even a year afterwards. And I try to imagine what that must have looked like, felt like, sounded like, you know, because there's big buildings around there. You can imagine if that building would fall down now, or whatever. And one of the things I grasped is how loud the noise must have been. There must have been so much noise. The noise must have been ear-shattering. You know, just a little, they knock down a house. They're knocking down an old house to refurbish it. When they knock it down, it makes a lot of noise. Those buildings were humongous. Steel, that concrete falling from us. It must have been unbelievably noisy. And then it dawned on me afterwards that the noise in the background was so loud that a lot of people didn't even hear the Twin Towers falling. I mean, the message that the Twin Towers was trying to tell people, certainly the Yidden, however loud that noise was, but they didn't hear it because there's just so much noise in New York that you can't hear. I'm not about the physical noise. I'm talking about the message of Kodesh Baruch Hu screaming at us from that place. There's just so much noise in America. I mean, it's here as well, for sure. There's just so much background noise. You don't hear anything. There's just, the messages don't slip through. There's just so much background noise. People are so involved in so much. You don't have a normal conversation. Not about a spiritual conversation, a normal conversation. There's no one to talk to. There's no one to talk to. Their heads all over the place. They can't track a thought for more than 30 seconds. So stop and think. Man, like you say, if you'll be pointing in the brier, who can sit for more than 30 seconds and be pointing in the brier? They're all over the place. This is coming in. This is ringing. That's buzzing. This is dinging. It's terrifying. It's terrifying. A person has to, at least as you get older, you start realizing, you know, you just quieten down and you find those things mammalian inside of yourself. You don't have to go looking for them. They're not outside. They're inside. Okay, let's push a little bit ahead. We have time. Let's go a bit further into hay. Come on, betfilas bakashas rachamim. Like a tefillah, that's a request for mercy. Mamshicha adam tzrochol mishamayim v'noishem mitzaraisov. Heinu betfilas shevach shal yodam mamshich tzrochol v'noishem mitzaraisov. In the same way, a bakasha rachamim, that aspect of tefillah, which is a bakasha of rachamim, so too the shevach, the tefillah that we're talking about now, which is a shevach, that also brings down our needs and takes us away from our tzoros. The same way as when you're begging Hashem to give you what you need and take away your problems, so too the shevach, the praise, the singing, does the same thing. Via that a person praises a Kodesh Baruch Hu for the untold chesed he does for him. The koichis baruch b'inyan musuyam. And the untold power that Hashem has in this inyan that I'm needy in, Hashem gives him that thing. The Gemara there on the Chof Dalet says, "I'm a meishiv ruach, v'neishiv zika, moir hageshem v'ato mitro." We don't say that. Well, that's one of the lechoinas. Meishiv ruach, v'noshov zika, moir hageshem v'ato mitro. What does this mean? Hare afagav de mavur begemara sham de bemokum habakosha al gushomim kuba brocha hachis. The etzem brocha for rachamim is for rain or whatever is in the ninth brocha that we say. For meishiv haruach amarid hageshem hurak tiskoret gvuras gushomim bebirchas hashniyah. That's not really when we say amarid hageshem. The second bracha, that's not the tefillah for Geshem. That's the askara, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Gvura. He's the power that brings these things. It's the Shevach. But it's enough in the second bracha. You're not even asking for Geshem. You're just maskering and praising Hashem for the Ruach and the Geshem, an acknowledgement that that's who does it. That's enough already to bring the Geshem. That's what the Gemara is telling you. That means the shevach isn't the thing you do first in order to be able to ask. I mean, it's that as well, for sure. You first praise, then you ask. The praise is enough to get what you need as well without even asking afterwards. That's what the Gemara is telling you. In the ninth brocha, that's where we're asking for aid. So why are we doing in the second brocha? The second bracha, you're praising Hashem. He's the Meshiv Aruch Lomayud Geshem. That's enough to give you rain. Zeh Maspik. It's not a bakasha. It's a Shevach. But the Shevach has the same power, even more. I don't know what the qualitative differences are. We'll have to see. If I can do it in the second bracha, what do I have to do in the ninth bracha? just skip the ninth bracha. We go back to Shmone Esrei proper, going back to 18 brachas. If the Shevach brings it, so then the same with Rufur Mestoma. The same as Rufuah. The mention of Rufuah in the second bracha is an all kushur to a bakasha. That comes later, Rufainu. But the praising Hashem for the Rufuah is enough to bring the Rufuah. And that's the Yisodya. Komo Shedesh Shul Chazal, the Nefesh HaChaim brings us in Sha'ala Forget. Mahu Ayeh Asher Ayeh. What's the Mahu Ayeh Asher Ayeh? When Moshe asked Hashem, what should I tell them a name? He said, Ayeh Ayeh Asher Ayeh. Teshem Shata Hoive Imi. What's ayeh asher ayeh? The way you behave towards me, I behave towards you. Hashem tzilcha al yad yeminecho. Tzilcha al yad yeminecho. It's a shadow. You lift your hand, the shadow lifts. You put down your hand, the shadow goes down. That's Hashem with us. He's like a shadow. We move, he moves in accordance to our dots. Ma Hashem tzilcha? Ke tzilcha. Ma tzilcha im ata masachek lo, hu masachek lecho. Im ata boicha, hu boicha kenegdoch. You smile, the shadow smiles. You cry, the shadow cries. And that's how Hashem deals with us. He makes himself ki'ilu kebiyocha, like my shadow. I stand up, he stands up. You sit down, he sits down. You happy, you get happy. You sad, you get sad. You get the reflection back. What you reflect out, that's what bounces back from Hashem. V'ima tamara lo ponim zu omois, omois vois reis, afunois in the chakach, afakonish bocha shil tzilkach, shem shatil imoi, hu, the way you are with him, he treats you back. That's a big yisod there from the Nefesh HaChaim al Hashem Tzilcha Ad Yaminecha from David HaMelech. Vika Divrei HaMidrash, Hainu Be'inyan Avodaisu, because Moshe Hu Dovek L'Boi Reb Avodaisu, Kacha Kol Brocho, Koru Alav U'Mashpi Eloi. The Midrash there, it's talking enough about Avoida. To the extent that you involved in the Avoida, same as you dovik in a Kodesh Baruch Hu in your avoider, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is close to you and bestows benefit on you. You are dinly in a shira Kodesh Baruch Hu. The same would be in shira. There's a avoider and then there's shira. Kasher ha'odom mistakel klape ma'ala. The same as a person looks above, besimchu b'shira. Kach mistakel alav a Kodesh Baruch Hu me'ir lo ponim. Hashem shines back, shows him a nice, happy face. But is inyan shall of whom a shayru mishabach kagon shemaki behis lav us the Kodesh Baruch Hu reifa choylim. The thing that you meet lav about, the thing that you're singing praises to a Kodesh Baruch Hu about. For example, you're saying that Hashem is the reifa choylim. You're saying that as a praise, not as a bakasha. Aledei hakarosoi usim chosoi zu b'boire niftochim lo isa sharim lachbi alof. That's what brings down the refuah. You sing and praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu that he's the, you start recognizing and you sing and simcha and praise the Kodesh, the Reif HaChayilim. Oh, so what's the shadow back? What's the mirror back? The mirror back is, you get refuah. That's what he's saying, you know? Same in everything. Same as everything. It's an unbelievable expansion of that, you sort of the Nefesh HaChaim. The Nefesh HaChaim is, if you're miserable, so Hashem treats you miserable. You're happy, Hashem shines you back, not happy. But he's taking this one step further into tefillah. The Shevach, why is Rina so important? It's not just Hagdoma to Tefillah. We always think that first you must obey Hashem. Now that you're on good terms with Hashem, so now you ask for what you want. Okay, there's that as well at a certain simple level, but there's something so much deeper going on here. The Shevet herself is a tefillah. It's a different kind of tefillah. It's not a tefillah rachamim. It's a tefillah of Hashem tilchot yad b'necho. The way you behave, Hashem responds. You praise Hashem b'simcha for the refuah, as what's the mirror back? You get the refuah. That's what he's saying. The niflah v'naira. Gonshemaki b'islavus. He recognizes with enormous arousal, Shakodesh Bochul Reifa Chaylim. He recognizes Hashem's a Reifa Chaylim. It's very hard today. There's so many studlesses you have to do for refuah today. You can get Hashem get lost in all that Koichav Eitzim Yodi of the Reifim. But you recognize Hakadosh Baruch is a Reifa Chaylim and you sing and praise him with that simcha. Niftochim lo Isa Shari, Blashbir Lov. Those gates are open to be mashpi on you the refuah that you need. Wow. It means what a person needs, that's what you have to praise Hashem for. That's what you have to sing to Hashem for. You have to daven as well. You have to beg him please to heal you, for sure. But it starts with this. It starts with the recognition that comes from a Kosh Boch, and we sing and we praise and we have a simcha that Hashem's the Reifa Cholim. And I'm not calling on the doctors. You make it done. You've got to go to the doctors for sure. Why exactly? We're not sure. But that's what you have to do. Zeloano se shalan. And you have to sing praises to Hashem for the thing that you want, because that's what gives it. That's what brings it down. That's a moedik v'niflah. Okay, Metz Hashem, probably we'll start this again next week. I don't see why we can't learn next week. I don't know what sounds your story great. Is. I'm gonna be like the morning after the Erusin. I don't know what I'm gonna look like, but Metz Hashem, we'll try. If there's a problem, I'll let you know. More should also be back next week. And okay, so we're on unless there's anything else to the different. Yep.
And Monday night?
I can't tell you now. It's too early. And I don't know where I'm going to be. Monday night, Bikaron, I would say no unless I say yes.
Okay.
I would say let's, it's, you know, I sometimes need to take a break as well. Let's see. I'm saying if we can try and pull it off Tuesday night for sure, I can't. Sunday night for sure, I can't. Let's see. Let's see. I don't know where I'm going to be. I'm totally not in charge of what I'm doing at the moment. I've got so much going on. So in the meantime, let's say that Monday night, not unless there's anything to the opposite. Friday, yes, unless there's anything to the opposite. And I'll probably forget what I just said now. I'll phone you anyway to find out what I said later. But say to have a wonderful Shabbos.
Rabbi should only have good things in his life.
For everybody.
It was a weird Tisha B'Av because I had the procedure recently. I had a drink all day.
Okay, that was the mitzvah. You know, kind of the mitzvah of Ushmatim. Fasting on Tisha B'Av doesn't doicha kula teira kuloi. Drinking on Tisha B'Av is doicha kula teira kuloi. So see who had a bigger mitzvah here. One look at who did the bigger mitzvah, the guy fasting or the guy drinking? Could be the guy drinking was Isaac in a mitzvah bigger than the guy fasting. The local kosher. Fasting is at the Rabbonet. Your drinking was at the Raisa. We don't get it. When you have to, I'm talking about. I'm not talking about when you don't have to. But when you have to. So why you Ifla. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Nachamu should be a nachama for Kol Klal Yisrael. Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.